Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, hello, Odyssey family. My name is Taryn Daly, and I'm so excited to be joined by the Rock Hall CEO, Greg Harris. We are so pumped to have you here today, and a very exciting time for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022. You guys just made the big announcement of one of the most exciting classes to date. How is your week going so far, Greg?
Oh, it's been fantastic. You know, the outpouring of love for these artists that were inducted this year is just amazing. And it's a wonderful class. They've been so gracious about their own messages and being part of this exclusive family. And then the fan outpouring has been terrific. A few of these artists that were selected this year, you know, fans have been lobbying for a while, and they've gone over the top. So it's great. It's a great week.
Definitely one of the most exciting inductions for me personally, Judas Priest. I know people have been rallying for Judas Priest to be inducted into the Hall of Fame for a very long time. The band is celebrating 50 years as a, you know, metal pioneer. What does it mean to have metal gods in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's terrific. You know, it's I think you captured it well, but you know, Rob Halford in the band, they start in the late 60s. They start putting stuff together. I think their first record comes out sort of mid 70s, 74 or so. And then the one that we all like just blew our minds, British Steel in 1980. So it's fantastic. We're so thrilled. I have to say, I did speak to Rob the eve of the announcement, and he was so gracious and so excited. And he thought about the artists that impacted him when he was young. And he was talking about Little Richard and Chuck Berry and sort of the foundational pieces of rock and roll has made him who he is today. And we're thrilled they're in, because there's people that say the same thing about Judas Priest. That was their foundational band. So this continuum is all part of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you said gracious, I mean, that's honestly probably the first word I think of when I think of Rob Halford, who is the metal god. But he is one of the most gracious, most loving rockers that exists out there. And so seeing how excited they were and how thrilled they were to be among, this wonderful class, and just a massive, outpouring of love from their fans. It was just really cool to see. And there was another one of the bands that was inducted that will be inducted. I know the big ceremony is happening on November 5th in LA. And I saw Duran Duran gave some big props to their fans and the fan vote and just how thrilled they were to see everybody, rallying behind them. My husband is like he's like a hardcore rocker. He has seen Duran Duran so many times and says that it's one of the greatest concerts that anybody could ever experience. What does it mean to have them in this, performer category?
Oh, it's huge. You know, a lot of the folks that are in the performer category this year, right, are 80s bands that had that combination, of the MTV era. In addition to having that look in other pieces, the music is just off the charts. Listen to the musicality of these artists, of the Eurythmics, of Duran Duran, of Pat Benatar, and it's there. So I'm thrilled, and it's wonderful that so many of these artists, including Duran Duran, they're on tour right now. I think they're in France. They're overseas playing to huge audiences, and so wonderful. They came and helped us a couple years ago. They inducted Roxy Music into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and now it's their turn to be at the microphone.
That is so awesome. And, to your point, this MTV kind of like invasion that happened in the 80s is so well represented with this class. Pat Benatar, I don't know if people know this, but she was the very first female to be featured on MTV. And along those same lines, this year, you guys have more female inductees than any class that preceded it. And, I work in radio, and sometimes radio has felt like a little bit of a boys club. And I know rock and roll sometimes has felt like a little bit of a boys club, but it's so nice to see these women getting the recognition that they so deserve, from, Annie Lennox to to Dolly Parton, which is a big one I want to talk about. Dolly kind of, it feels like to me that she wants to earn this, you know, that she kind of didn't really feel like she was maybe deserving at the beginning, but she wants to make sure that she earns this. And she has talked about, you know, trying to put together a rock album. She wants to work with the Rolling Stones. She's even said that she'd love to cover the song Satisfaction. Tell us a little bit more about the Dolly connection this year and, you know, kind of the ebbs and flows of the way that that went.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, before I do that, you mentioned Pat Benatar in MTV. It was the second song played on MTV.
Was crazy. Pat Benatar.
The first was the Buggles' "Video Killed the Radio Star," and then Pat Benatar, hard
hitting.
He's
a legend.
And so Dolly, you know, it's really kind of great that she came to understand that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a much broader universe that we come from. You know, R&B and country, and people like Hank Williams and bluegrass great Bill Monroe and Johnny Cash are all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And there's plenty of songwriters in, and Dolly is all of that and more. And we love her humility, that she first, you know, was holding back, and then she embraced it and said, if I am elected, I will gladly accept. And then sure enough, she's elected. All the other inductees voted for her. They picked her. She's elected. She's in. And it's been a great journey and a chance for us to, for the world to better understand what we're about. And it doesn't mean that we're not in favor of hard rock. We're in favor of that too. We're in favor of new wave. We're in favor of punk rock. We're in favor of all of it. And Dolly fits right in.
She absolutely does. And she's kind of like America's sweetheart. I mean, everybody loves Dolly Parton. Everybody knows her music. And she has covered some rock songs. When she covered Shine by Collective Soul years ago, I mean, when you put the Dolly stamp on something, it becomes so special. And so I'm really excited to see what maybe she decides to do moving into that rock world a little bit more, because she absolutely deserves to be there and is so respected by her peers and by fans of music everywhere.
I agree. And I think we go the other way too. I think, you know, Jolene is, Jack White does Jolene.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, it's a rocker, and there's ripping songs that she's written. And but underneath it all, her influence on so many, her influence musically on some artists today, whatever genre they're in, they can look to her model and they can follow that model. So we're thrilled she's going in. It kind of landed in a great spot. And it'll be exciting to see who gets on stage for the induction.
Yes, that's going to be an absolute thrill. And, you know, another person that I was really excited to see, and maybe a lot of people don't know the name. If I say Harry Belafonte, not everybody knows who that is. But if I said Dale, then everybody knows who that is. And he's one of the oldest inductees that you guys have ever had. And I wanted to look it up. I'm like, is he the oldest? But you actually inducted Dave Bartholomew just a couple of years back. And he was like 97 or something like that when he got inducted. So, you know, these older folks finally getting the recognition that they deserve in the Rock Hall is super exciting. They call him the King of Calypso. Anybody has ever seen the movie Beetlejuice, you know that song Jump in the Line from the Beetlejuice soundtrack. How cool has it been to work with him? Because he has worked with so many people and his career spans so many years. What a cool honor for the Rock Hall to have somebody like him involved this year.
Well, it is, you know, the early influence category. We think of the great blues artist and country artist and gospel artist. Harry Belafonte was bringing what was sort of traditional folk music of the islands, but then reinterpreting it. And in the late 50s and 60s, he had huge hits, but he also was at places like the Newport Folk Fest and places like that. Really strong voice for that type of music, but also a big voice in the civil rights movement, in social justice, and friends with Martin Luther King, marched with him. We all know him as an actor and having this other career, but musically he influenced a ton of people. And then the other early influence this year is Elizabeth Cotton. This is a left-handed guitar player before Jimi Hendrix, 100 years ago, and she wrote songs, she played them, she was rediscovered in the late 50s, and the same thing, if you ask a lot of blues musician and folk musicians in the 60s that were picking it up, who did they admire, who'd they learn from, it's Elizabeth Cotton, and her song Freight Train is so well known that a lot of people think it's a traditional song, but she wrote it. And, you know, Jerry Garcia and a bunch of other people do it. but she wrote it.
That's amazing. And she wasn't just a lefty. She actually played the guitar upside down, like Dick Dale, the surf god, who, again, she was doing it first. Yeah. So she really, you know, was a complete pioneer, not just as a woman, but as, you know, as a lefty playing this, like, you know, funky style that not a lot of people would ever even consider doing. But it was so that she could play the bass lines with her fingers and the melody with her thumb, which is just, you know, it's absolute genius work.
Taryn, you go deep. You're here talking about Judas Priest and Elizabeth Cotton and Duran Duran. Fantastic. Absolutely.
Well, to your point about the, you know, the Rock Hall being such an inclusive club, all of my boxes are checked with this year's class. It's so exciting. It makes me so happy. You know, the fact that Eminem is getting in his very first year of eligibility is huge. I got to go back to that Super Bowl halftime show from earlier this year. I was like weeping because, you know, when I was growing up, that style of hip hop was like such a huge part of my life. So again, all of my boxes are being checked with this year's class. And I know a lot of people are feeling the same way that I am. It's just satisfying to see this list.
Oh, it's amazing. And, you know, to think that we're talking about Elizabeth Cotton in one sentence and Eminem in the next, that's like 100 years of music distilled between the two, and both terrific. And then Eminem, you know, I think he's, you know, for a lot of years, people asked about hip hop. He's the 10th artist to be sort of categorized that way. But you listen to his music, it is as hard hitting and straight ahead as any metal song. Like it is, it's right there. And it really is. It's a chest punch with a message and with a power and with a rhythm and with a band. So yeah, we're thrilled he's going in. First year of eligibility. It's a big statement. By the way, he has come and helped us. He came in and helped induct Run DMC. And then he popped up on stage at the last year's induction with LL Cool J when they brought the house down during his induction ceremony. Love that he's paying, you know, a nod to his influences. And now he's the one in the spotlight. He influenced so many more.
It's super great to see this. And, you know, one thing that a lot of people need to be reminded about is that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is so much more than just a growing list of names. It's so much more than a ceremony. The history of these artists really comes to life at the museum. And that's been one of my greatest joys in getting to know you and getting to know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is how much work goes into curating items that we all know and love from some of these artists. Like, I'm sure you guys are going to have some Rob Halford, you know, head to toe leather for the Judas Priest installment. But do you already have people, like, are they already calling and trying to get these items? I mean, how fast do you guys start putting the museum component together?
Yeah, well, it's underway now. You know, the curators are terrific at this. First thing they're checking is, what do we have already? So we have a killer Rob Halford spiked leather jacket right now. But we do need a few more things, and they'll collect from all these artists, and we don't want to have a ton of stuff. We want to have really good stuff. Mm-hmm. And what that means is right now there's a Beatles exhibit at the museum. It's all about the final sessions and the Apple rooftop concert, the final live show of the Beatles. And we did it with the help of Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and the estates of John Lennon and George Harrison. But you actually see the drum kit Ringo Starr is playing on the rooftop.
Wow.
You see the red raincoat he was wearing at that moment. And then John Lennon's hollow body Epiphone Casino guitar. That's what you see. And when you see it, you picture him on the rooftop, the wind in his hair, and just cranking away on that thing.
Amazing. You have such an incredible team at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Greg, and they have a master at the helm. That is you. And I'm so appreciative of our chat today. This is going to be such a wonderful induction ceremony. Again, for anybody that wants to know the details, it's going to be on November 5th in Los Angeles. Congratulations on one of the most exciting classes to date.
Thank you. Well, for folks to learn more, they should go to rockhall.com. It has ticket availability info and all that sort of stuff, plus more deep bios of these artists. But Taryn, thanks for the kind words about this class, but also thanks for sharing it with all your listeners and helping us spread the good gospel of rock and roll and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think music means more today than it ever did. And you're helping inspire people and connect them through your show. So thank you.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Greg. And as always, I look forward to the next time, because it's always a thrill to get to chat with you. So enjoy the rest of your day, and we will talk again soon.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers. Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.